on the Vermont Sports Network. This is the Cat's Den. Now, here is your host, Brady Farkas.
What's up, everybody? Brady Farkas here on 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com. It's been a while since I've done an hour by myself. Remember, no more Champlain Valley game night. Lost that in the station switch, and that's okay. We've gained a lot of other great things, but I'm happy to be back with you guys for 1 hour all by myself. We will do this every Tuesday. We've done it the last 2 years that I've been here. We continue it on this year. If you are a UVM fan, this is the hour for you. Every Tuesday, 6 to 7, we do enter into the Cat's Den, all things UVM, all things UVM athletics. It's not just basketball. We are your home for Catamount basketball. We'll have every home game of the year, including the opener this weekend of the exhibition season against Concordia. That will be 7 o'clock, although just note to self here, there is a World Series game on Saturday night, so the UVM game will be over on our sister station, AM 960, The Zone. So we will have every UVM game on 101.3 The Game this year, but Saturday's exhibition game will be on AM 960. If you have questions, if you have comments about Catamount Athletics, you can get in on the Town Fair Tire text line, 802-655-6672. That is your avenue to get your word out on Catamount Athletics. We will talk players, coaches, administrators, people behind the scenes, whatever is interesting, alumni in Catamount country, we will talk about it. So we got a lot coming up on this show today. We're going to talk with Sam Hyman. You know him as the voice of the UVM men's basketball team. He's been so for the last 2 years. He is no longer coming back in that role. We'll tell you what Sam is doing, where he is. Trust me, he is in a really good spot in his career. You guys are going to be happy for him. We'll talk to him at about 6:15. We'll talk to the new voice of UVM men's basketball. It's Jake Marsh. And you'll learn a little bit about Jake, how he got here, what his background is, and what he already knows about the UVM program. He'll join us at about 6:40 or so. So we're here for the full hour, and then it is Red Sox baseball as it is game one of the World Series. My message for you fans about UVM basketball this year is this. Change can be fun. Embrace the change. Embrace the change because it can be fun, and it can be fun for you. It can be fun for you as a fan to watch UVM. It's not rebuild, but it reinvent themselves. The last 2 years, this team has had an unbelievably special run, 31-1 in conference play, two trips to the America East Conference Final, which you got to play on your home floor, one of which culminated in a victory, one of which would send you to an NCAA tournament game, of which you were within 6 points or so with 4 minutes to play against Purdue, a team that was pretty darn good that year. It was unbelievable success for your program for the last 2 years. Trey Bell Haynes is gone. Peyton Henson is gone. Drew Urquhart is gone. Cam Ward is gone. That doesn't mean the team is going to be bad. In fact, we'll talk about it in 5 minutes. They're picked number one to win the America East Conference in the preseason poll. I believe that's 100% the right spot for them in the preseason poll, and I think they will win the league. They deserve to be favored. I think they'll win it. But to sit here and say, oh, I think they're headed for 15-1 this season in the league, it's unrealistic. It's unrealistic when you lose the player of the year in the conference, the sixth man of the year in the conference, an all-conference player in Peyton Henson. You're losing four players who are playing overseas this year. Four players from UVM men's basketball are playing overseas. You lost them all. UVM is going to be good. We're going to learn the names of the freshmen. We're going to learn them together. We're going to see the impact they bring to the table as early as Saturday night. It's going to look different. Different doesn't have to be bad. Change can be fun. Because Before the expectations became, hey, we're going to get to the tournament. Hey, we're going to get a 12 seed. Hey, we're going to pull an upset. Hey, we're going to become the next Gonzaga. Before all of that happened a few years ago, before the 16-0 season in league play in 2016-17, you got a chance to see young players emerge, and you got to see this thing be built. Take yourself back to how fun that was. Because it was. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was working at UAlbany in 2015-16. I was working at UAlbany, and I was throwing T-shirts into the crowd. Well, I saw Trey Bell Haynes play for the first time in, I think, January of 2016. I guess it's actually maybe 2015. It was his freshman year. Maybe it's 2014-2015. I was working at UAlbany. Yeah, this is January 2015. I saw Trey Bell Haynes go up against an all-conference player in Evan Singletary. And Trey Bell Haynes held his own. He looked good on offense. He looked good on defense. He was quick up and down the floor. He had direction of the offense. And I said to Zach Bye at the time, who was the play-by-play guy or the color guy for UAlbany men's basketball, I said, that Trey Bell Haynes, he is good. And he is going to be good in this league for a long time. And, well, I was proven right, two-time player of the year. Remember how fun it was to find those guys, to see those guys come into their own, to see Peyton Henson come in as a transfer from Tulane and become an all-conference player? It's fun when it's being built. Look, it's great to be at the top. It is awesome to be at the top. But sometimes even better than being at the top is watching the ascension to the top. And that's what you as a fan have the opportunity to do this year with this UVM men's basketball team. Remember Anthony Lamb 2 years ago? Look, I don't follow college basketball recruiting a whole lot. And I had just moved to Vermont in September. I got to Vermont on like September 6th of 2016, a month away from basketball season. I had done no homework on Vermont until the season started. And Anthony Lamb, to me, came out of nowhere. And that was fun to say, wow, we have a freshman who not only is going to see minutes, but is going to start and is going to become rookie of the year and is going to become the focal point and the best player on the floor at times in an NCAA tournament game as a freshman. That's rare. It doesn't happen often at this level. You had it 2 years ago. You could have it again this year. Do we know who it'll be? No. It might be Isaiah Maul, a guy I've heard a lot about. A guy who's really turning heads in practice and has an opportunity to see significant minutes for John Becker's team, a la Anthony Lamb 2 years ago. But we don't know. But it's fun to have the possibility. Embrace the change. Yes, it will be different. I'll miss Trey Bell Haynes. I'll miss Peyton Henson. I'll miss Mrs. Henson getting on the horn with us on Twitter telling us that we're right or wrong about something. I'll miss all of that. But enjoy the process of seeing this thing get built back up to the point where it can be at the top yet again. Hey, we see this all the time in professional sports. We see it all the time. Cores come in and cores funnel out. Okay, we talk about a Red Sox core as we watch the World Series tonight. Jackie Bradley Jr., Mookie Betts, Andrew Benintendi. Okay, that's their core right now. That's their nucleus, Xander Bogaerts. Well, after 2019, Bogaerts is a free agent. After 2020, it's Bradley and it's Betts. And some of that core is going to filter on and it's going to move out. And some of it's going to sign long-term deals and eventually going to age out. We see it all the time in pro sports where your core goes away and you build a new core. That's what we have right now. And it's fun to watch a team find its identity, to forge its own expectations. And it can be a relief, not that UVM's going to sneak up on anybody, but it can be a relief to know that, hey, we're not coming off a 16-0 conference season where everybody's gunning for us. That can be a relieving spot, therapeutic relief for the UVM men's basketball team. I mean, I got so many questions going into this weekend. I got so many questions going into what we're going to see in the preseason contest against Concordia. I mean, who emerges as the team leader? Who's holding the ball? Who's running the show like Trey Bell Haynes did? Who's working down low because Urquhart and Henson are gone? I want to see these things get filtered through. I want to find the answers. It's fun to find the answers. Strip away just the expectation of it all. And enjoy watching the team get built. And enjoy watching this team find its own identity. And remember this. You are in a spot this year, as I've told you, not to lower the expectations. The expectations are where they should be. To win the league and get to the tournament every single year. That is 100% what the goal of this program should be. But think about this too. How many of you last year, if you're driving in your car, and feel free to text in if you're not driving. Text on in because I know you're guilty of it because I'm guilty of it. How many of you watched the UVM season last year through the prism of, well, let's see what happens in March? You just counted down the days until March. You knew the team was good. You knew they were the best in the league. And you knew they were going to get to a spot where they had a chance to win a conference title. And you were like, okay, hey, win the Island of the Bahamas showcase. Ah, so what? Hey, go on the road at St. Bonaventure, lose at the buzzer. Eh, okay, tough loss, doesn't matter. See you in March. A lot of you watch the season through that prism. Don't. It will be fun this year to see the team grow and see it build day by day to get better. Yeah, They have a tough schedule, Kansas, Louisville, right off the bat. There's going to be some tough bumps in the road. They could be, I don't know, 2-4 through the first six. It's okay. Enjoy watching the team get built. Enjoy watching it try to sustain success, because that is what is fun as a fan. That's what's fun as a fan of this program. It's great to be at the top, but enjoy watching this team through the prism of seeing it day by day rather than just focusing on an end goal. We are in the Cat's Den here on 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com. Sam Hyman's going to join us in 5 minutes. So the team was picked number one in the preseason poll in the league. They absolutely deserve it. They have earned it based on history and reputation and based on what they have coming back. We've talked a lot about what they've lost, but Anthony Lamb is back. Ernie Duncan is back. Everett Duncan is back. Some guys that we didn't see a lot of last year, like a Bailey Petella, maybe they can ascend in. Steph Smith, Skylar Nash, guys that we didn't see a lot of last year. Well, there's an opportunity now for those guys to creep in. They deserve to be number one in the league. Albany is down, way down. Joe Cremo probably could have been player of the year in the preseason. Maybe him and Anthony Lamb would have battled for it. He's transferred to Villanova for his senior year. David Nichols could have been a first-team all-conference guard. He's transferred to Florida State. Albany is way down this year. Will Brown's a great coach. I think they're in the top five of the league. They're not number one. They're not close to number one. UMBC, they had that great win over Virginia in the NCAA tournament, but you graduated Jairus Lyles. You graduated your point guard as well. You graduated a pro player. That win last year over Virginia came so late in the year, actually, that the recruiting season is just about over. That win, that's not catapulting this year's team in recruiting. It's probably next year that sees the biggest boon in recruiting at UMBC. This league is still Vermont's for the taking. All right, let's go to break. When we come back, we will catch up with Sam Hyman. You know him as the voice of the Catamounts. He was so for 2 years. He won't be this year. He's going to join us next and tell us what he's up to and how hard was it for him to not come back. Sam Hyman next with us on the Cat's Den, 101.3 The Game. Welcome back. You're inside the Cat's Den on 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com, your home for Catamount basketball. We will do this every single Tuesday from now until the end of basketball season. It's not just basketball, but this first edition is certainly focused on the Catamount hoop season, which kicks off on Saturday night. We'll have the coverage for you at 6:30 on 101.3thegame.com. And it's going to be a different voice calling the Cats this year. We've gotten accustomed to the vocals of Sam Hyman, who called the games for the last 2 years for us here. Well, Sam has moved on, but he's not gone. He's not rid of the Cat's Den just yet. We're going out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line to bring in Sam Hyman, now the now former voice of Catamount basketball. Sam, man, thanks for being with us. How are you?
I'm doing great, Brady. It's good to be back on these airwaves, like I never left, and look forward to chatting with you.
Well, I appreciate that, and a lot of listeners certainly have enjoyed listening to you over the last 2 years as well, and some pretty historic basketball over the last 2 years for the Cats, 31-1 in conference play. Kind of update our listeners. Where are you now? What are you doing now?
Yeah, so I recently accepted a job down in North Carolina. I'm at a Division II school. It's called Wingate University. It's about 30 minutes from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm doing their games on ESPN3. I'm doing a bunch of sports, but not just basketball. I'm doing volleyball, soccer, and football right now in the fall. And then we'll get started with some basketball, men's and women's hoops, in the next couple of weeks. And then we'll be doing the spring sports as well. So it's been awesome so far. And Wingate actually is, they were the first ever Division II school to be on ESPN3. So a pretty cool tidbit there, and one of the reasons why I decided to come here was because of the TV exposure. So it's been great so far, and I'm definitely continuing to keep tabs on what's going on in Catamount country and look forward to the season starting this weekend.
How hard was the decision for you, or how much thought went into the decision for you to not come back to Burlington this year?
You know, it's a great question. I thought about it long and hard. I think what it came down to, first and foremost, was I really wanted to try and diversify myself in the sense that I was doing a lot of radio the last, you know, 4 or 5 years dating back to my college days, and I wanted to get the TV game exposure, trying to, you know, mix things up a little bit, do some TV games and see how that goes, wanting to make sure that I can also not only do the radio but do the TV as well. So that, I think, was the biggest factor in my decision. I won't say it was the brutal winters up there. That definitely won't happen this time around, being down in North Carolina. But I think I just wanted to try out the TV side, balance it, see how it goes, and I think that'll put me in a solid position moving forward, and I can go down either path.
What's the outlook for Wingate's athletic department? Because you had a lot of success up here in Burlington. Again, 31-1, two conference title game appearances, one conference title win, and a trip to the NCAA tournament. How good are the teams you're calling down there?
Yeah, so this athletic department and the athletics in general, off the charts in terms of success. Their volleyball team is currently the only undefeated team in all of Division II volleyball, so that's pretty cool. Football team has been good over the last couple years. They went 9-2 last season. This year, a couple of slip-ups after winning the title a season ago, but they're sitting at 5-3, and they've got a really, really solid quarterback. Their soccer team won the national title. Their men's soccer team won the national title in 2016. So there have been a couple of really notable performances from some of the sports teams over the last couple of years, and it's made for some really competitive games. And, you know, while some of the teams are still competing and we don't know what their future holds the rest of the season, I think that, you know, coming into a situation where you do have some solid competition and some high-level players makes it a lot better.
Sam Hyman, former voice of Catamount men's basketball on this station. He joins us here on the first edition of the Cat's Den. This year's Catamounts team opens up play on Saturday night, 7 o'clock against Concordia at Patrick Gym. Sam, we know about the great moments on the court, okay? We know about getting to the NCAA tournament and playing Purdue. You had a chance to be a part of a lot of cool wins and the epic winning streak 2 years ago. But give me kind of an under-the-radar moment that really stands out to you from your time in Catamount country.
You know, I'd honestly just I have to say, if we're putting the games aside, because there were so many great games. I mean, you can point to a Trey Bell Haynes game winner to win the Islands of the Bahamas Showcase. I mean, that was a special moment, I think, for everyone involved. You can talk about, you know, completing a 16-0 season, but at the end of the day, I think if there was one thing that stood out, it would have to be the relationships that I was able to make with the team, with the players, with the coaches. You know, just during a road trip, you know, we would have a game and then be able to go to dinner before the game and you know, talk to each of the players and really get to know them on a personal level as well as the coaches. So that, I think that was extremely valuable. I can't really pinpoint one, you know, experience. I mean, I personally, just being on the island, you know, in the Bahamas, that experience was unbelievable. And to win it and, you know, have some off time to go to the beach with some of the coaches and players, it was just that's just valuable experience that you just don't always get to have. That stuff doesn't come every single day of the week. So I was thankful for that. And, you know, that was a big part of what I took away from the 2 years, was being able to, you know, Coach Becker from the top down. I couldn't have asked for a better group to travel with, because, as you know, we went on a ton of road trips.
One of my favorite memories of the last 2 years, one of my favorite moments of the last 2 years, and we've both been here for two seasons now, is just kind of everything around Tom Brennan, the court dedication. For me, that's kind of what sticks out for me over the last 2 years, is the program's success on the court is great, but just kind of what this program has become because of Tom Brennan and everything he put into the program back in the 80s, the 90s, and early in the 2000s. Yeah. I mean, I remember on this state, you know, in the huddle, we had on Jay Billis, we had on Dick Vitale, we had on Jay Wright. Like, those people don't come on in Burlington, but they wanted to be on here to talk about TB, and you were there for that night. I got to imagine that was pretty special too.
Yeah, that night was unbelievable. Unbelievable night, and I have a great relationship with Tom Brennan. We went out to lunch, I can't tell you how many times, just to, you know, whether it was us getting ready to call a game or just to catch up. It was, I mean, to see his name on that court was extra special, I think. And for me to be there for that was unbelievable. And, you know, not to mention the fact that he invited me over to his house the day before that. It was either the day before or 2 days before, and I was able to meet some of the former players, Mo Pagila, TJ Sorrentin. So for him to invite me to his house with some of his former players was even extra special. So it, you know, that definitely hit home for me to see him get that dedication. And, you know, there's nobody as deserving as him for that honor. He's the legend up there.
Sam, we'll get you out of here on two more quick questions. I know you're not as in tune to it, but I've been talking a lot about what I think this key, you know, the keys are to this weekend, things I want to see in the exhibition season, and then things ultimately we want to see moving into the regular season. But as you step back now, when you think about this year's team, what are things that you think this team, like what are things that you as from afar are going to be excited to look at and pinpoint?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going to, as best as I can, try and follow their season. And I obviously, you've got the losses of several stud seniors, starting with Trey Bohannes and Peyton Henson, and Drew Urquhart, Cam Ward. I mean, they lost a ton of seniors, but I'm excited for a couple of the freshmen. I'm looking forward to seeing, especially Isaiah Ball and what he will bring to the table. I think Steph Smith is going to really, I think I'm focusing on how Steph Smith will take a role that he may not have expected to take this early in his career. He's, you know, let's not forget, he's only a sophomore. So I think that's going to be a very interesting situation, how that pans out. I think he's, you know, he's built for it. He went to the same high school as Bohannes. There's a lot of good chemistry there. So I think the younger group, the freshmen and the sophomores, I think Coach Becker may have alluded to this when I caught some of his interview on Twitter the other day, but how well the freshmen and the sophomores play, how much of a jump can they be an impact immediately, is going to be a huge test of how good they're going to be, because the conference, I think, is still for Vermont to grab. I think it's theirs to lose.
I completely agree with that. Also, Sam Hyman, the previous voice of UVM men's basketball, now down south, North Carolina, working at Wingate University. Sam, your replacement is a guy by the name of Jake Marsh, who also went to Syracuse, and we're going to talk to Jake for the first time in about 20 minutes now. You got any little insight on Jake Marsh before we talk to him for the first time?
Oh, boy. Jake Marsh, I think he's going to do a great job, first off, and I'm excited to see how things shape out for him, having gone to Syracuse, so I know him. And, I just say make sure you're on JV's good side. He's one of the best, and there's no doubt in my mind that that'll be the case. And, you know, if I had to give him some advice, I would just say, don't be the last one on the bus.
Hey, Sam, we appreciate the time. We appreciate you checking in. You'd been wanting to come on here and kind of give a thank you to Burlington. We appreciate you doing that today. And thank you for providing a lot of memories over the last 2 years, and for being the voice of winter up here for the people in Catamount Country. Good luck, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks so much, Brady. I really appreciate it, and it's been awesome the last 2 years. Look forward to following along, though, in the future.
Always good to catch up with Sam Hyman. We're going to have to start looking forward to checking in on Wingate University Athletics. So Sam's been great for the last 2 years. Hey, when we come back, I want to get back to something that Sam and I just talked about. We'll do it next on the Cat's Den, 101.3 The Game. Welcome back here inside the Cat's Den right here on 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com. We are your home for Catamount basketball. We are your home for the Cat's Den every Tuesday night, 6 till 7. We do 1 hour, all Catamounts, all the time. Everything you want to know about your favorite teams, players, coaches, all kinds of exclusive interviews as well. It's not always all basketball. Today it's trended in that direction because we are just 4 days out from the opening of the Catamount basketball season. They'll be at home on Saturday night against Concordia. 7 o'clock, we'll have the coverage for you. Actually, over on AM 960, The Zone, this Saturday because of the conflict with Red Sox World Series action. But so this game will be a rarity over on AM 960, The Zone. Earlier in the show, we spoke to Sam Hyman, who's been the voice of Catamount basketball for the last 2 years. He's moved on this year. Well, we've got a new voice of Catamount Basketball. Jake Marsh is sitting with us here. Jake, thanks for being with us, man. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here in Burlington for the first time. All settled in. Just waiting like everyone else for the countdown for the season to start, just a couple days to go.
Yeah, like we talked about with Sam, you know, we'll talk a little bit about the team and kind of where the program is now, but kind of more just for our listeners who are going to be listening to you, you know, all season long. How did you get here?
So it might sound like a broken record, but I just graduated from Syracuse University.
Shocking. I mean, you know, Sam, you know, the last two voices of the Catamounts have all been from Syracuse, yep. So why not add a third?
So just trying to keep that lineage go down the line, and I'm excited to be here. So just graduated and got the job in the middle of the summer, and very excited to join the Catamount and 101.3 team.
Now, you are from Florida originally. Yes. Now, you, like most people that want to be in broadcasting, went to Syracuse solely for their broadcasting school. Is it tough to be in the Northeast, or was it tough to be to come up to the Northeast for you?
Well, when I tell everyone that I'm moving to Burlington, they're like, oh my gosh, you're going to freeze your butt off. I say, you know what, I just dealt with 4 years in the snow of Syracuse. Yeah. So if I can get through that with classes and with doing games, and then I come here and I'm just doing games, no more class stuff to deal with, I hope I'll be okay.
Now, how much basketball broadcasting did you get at Syracuse?
So WAER is the historic student station at Syracuse. Mike Tirico, Bob Costas, yeah. Marv Albert, Ian Eagle, they all went there and did
friend
that.
Of the, friend of the station, Ian Eagle, who we just had on Saturday, on last Friday.
Absolutely. I actually was just in Syracuse this weekend and hung out with his son, Noah, I'm good friends yeah. with. So that's always good. So at that station, we broadcasted every men's football, basketball, and lacrosse game. And they send us on road trips, too, so we got to do some pretty cool things. Went to March Madness in Dayton, Detroit, and Omaha. So it was a really cool experience. They treat us like professionals out there, and now I'm excited to do it in the big leagues here in Burlington.
Now, what was your best, I don't know, moment? What was the best game you were part of at Syracuse?
So it was the second round of March Madness this past year. Number 11 Syracuse, who already won in the first four, and then upset number 6 TCU. We're in Detroit playing number 3 Michigan State. So basically a home game for the Spartans.
Yeah.
Nobody gave Syracuse a shot. I believe they were 10 to 12 point underdogs. Tom Izzo was hungry to get back to the Final Four. And it was an ugly game, but Syracuse pulled it off by 2 points. I believe it was 55-53.
Wow.
And that stadium was silent. And that was so much fun, traveling to Detroit and pulling off that upset and then going to the Sweet 16.
What's it like to deal with Jim Boeheim? I have spoken to him one time, and I had him on when I used to work in Albany, mm-hmm. and he was great. I have heard a lot of people say Jim Boeheim is not great. He's not easy to deal with. The caveat is that I spoke to him around getting ready for the Olympics, so he was very, very Team USA oriented. So, you know, the pride of country was very, very evident. So he was great when I was speaking to him. What was it like for you to deal with?
So I never had a one-on-one with him, but in press conferences and media days, it was a sight because you knew after a tough loss, there was going to be some media member who asked the wrong question at the wrong time, and he would just lay into them as expected. I'm sure you've seen the viral yeah. YouTube videos. I guess the biggest one, Jerry McNamara, back in the day after the Big East tournament, which he said some stuff that we can't repeat on here. But yeah, he's awesome. He's historic. And some of his rants, seeing them in person, were really cool.
Now, is the end goal for you basketball broadcaster? Or are you also, like most people that are your age in this business, they're doing a little bit of everything. I mean, right. Do you aspire to do baseball? Do you aspire to do football? Or is it basketball only for you?
No, I'd like to be versatile. When it comes to my overall career, as you said, I'm the third straight Syracuse person to have this job, and both of those guys are moving on to bigger and better things. Yep. So who knows what the future has in store, but college basketball is a special place in my heart. There's nothing like March Madness basketball, seeing that in person and now working for UVM with the team, getting to experience this, what should be a very good year for the Catamounts.
Jake Marsh, new basketball broadcaster at UVM, with us here on the Cat's Den. We do this every Tuesday from 6 to 7 right here on 101.3 The Game and 1013thegame.com, your home for Catamount basketball. Let's transition over to the team. Team is it's going to look different this mm-hmm. year. And I've talked a lot about it today. I think that the team being number one in the preseason coaches poll was justified. I think it's deserved. But I think if you're asking this team to go 16-0 this year in league play, I think you're setting yourself up to be disappointed. I think they win the league. I think they're the best team in the league. I think that they're among the best coach teams in the league. I think they're the favorite. But I think it's going to look different. You were at Media Day last week, kind of your first encounter with the Cats. What's the mood around the program? Because there is a lot of change this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So Coach Becker said it's definitely positive. And it's definitely nice to have that number one preseason ranking. But he says the key for this team is going to be the sophomore class. Because you know what the two older Duncan brothers, I have to emphasize that because the one coming in and Robin the freshman. You know what the two Duncan brothers and Anthony Lamb are going to bring to the table. They're going to be probably your three best players. They're the three players at Media Day. They're going to be the faces of this program. So it's those younger guys who were there last year at their first year for the heartbreak of that UMBC game and seeing hopefully that doesn't carry over. You start fresh and see what happens.
What is Coach Becker focusing on in the early season here? When we get to the game against Concordia, what are the things that we need to be looking for? I mean, I look at it and say, okay, I think this team is pretty good outside shooting. I look at it and say, okay, Steph Smith's a good shooter. We know the Duncan brothers are good shooters. I think they're going to be okay on the perimeter. I think the things I want to look for is who is running the point and who is trying to take the place of Trey Bell Haynes, and who are those people off the bench that come in and take the Drew Urquhart role from last year or take the Cam Ward role from last year. I mean, what is he focused on? Because I know what I think about, but what does he think about?
Well, similar to what I just said, it's going to be those younger guys. The freshman, he doesn't have that many expectations in the very early goings because, look, this non-conference schedule, it is loaded. You have Kansas and Louisville on the road in the same week. And in addition to BU, I believe it's 4 games and 8 days to start the regular season. So he was up front with everyone. He said there's going to be some bumps. There's no doubt about that. The goal for him is survive conference play against some of those powerhouses. And once the page turns to New Year's and America East play, then they can hopefully hold their own and get to that number one.
Yeah, what has he said about the schedule? Because if you're a fan of this program, you have to like the schedule. One, there's big names on the schedule. As you mentioned, Kansas, Louisville, George Washington, you know, George Mason, some team with tournament history. But also, there's a lot of home games, and that's the one thing that this fan base didn't get a lot of last year, just because the way agreements work, sometimes it's okay, it's a home and away with a series, or it's 2-for-1. Last year was a lot of road games. This year's a lot of home games, so there's tough teams, but a lot of them are coming into Burlington. We're going to see St. Bonaventure here. We're going to see Bucknell here, things we didn't get last year. And for a young team, I think that's a big win for this program.
Oh, absolutely, Brady. And you mentioned St. Bonnie and Bucknell. Those are teams that went to the tournament last year. St. Bonaventure even won a game in Dayton in the first four. They beat UCLA.
Yeah, so, 11 seed they were.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They were the other 11 seed with Syracuse and Dayton, so we were able to see that in person as well. Then they lost to Florida. But Bucknell, too, they played in Detroit. They were with Michigan State for about the first half. So not only are they getting home games, the Catamounts, in Patrick Jim and non-conference play, but they're getting some respectable past tourney teams to come in. So there's no cakewalks, really, in non-conference play.
Did Coach Becker address the UMBC loss last year in the America East title game? And if so, where's he at now with it?
He's not going to lie. It's still going to sting, because if you watch that play back a million times, if you're a Catamounts fan, that's going to hurt. Even the Duncan brothers said that. They said, I'd be lying to you if that play doesn't go through my head 20 times a day. It just came up on my TV a few days ago, and I was thinking, holy if they miss that shot, we're going to the tournament. We're probably much higher than a 16 seed, and we can do some damage. So that's going to replay through their minds. But I think that it can also be a little blessing in disguise, because it'll give them some firepower heading to the season, especially in February when they play UMBC.
Jake, we'll get you out of here on this. Again, Concordia comes to town on Saturday. We have the coverage for you, 6:30 right here on 101.3 The Game. Any freshmen that we know of that are going to make an instant impact? Well, like 2 years ago, Anthony Lamb came in here and took the league by storm. One rookie of the year, was an all-conference caliber player. Last year, the team brings in maybe not a true freshman that's going to come in and dominate, but we see Everett Duncan in his first, you know, kind of true action in the program. He had played 2 years ago, but not much. Last year, he comes in and really makes an impact. I've heard about Isaiah Mole maybe being a guy who's going to get a lot of minutes. What are you seeing out of the – what are you hearing around the young guys?
So what's interesting, a statistic for you, I believe it's all but 3 or 4 scholarship players are freshmen or sophomores. So you have Lamb and the two of the Duncan brothers up top. But besides that, it's a big drop-off. There's a lot of younger guys. But one guy in Robin Duncan, the third Duncan brother coming in, Coach Becker said obviously his two older brothers can shoot the ball really well, and Robin's not at that level yet, but his ceiling is there where he can become that good. And if you have him on the same court as his two brothers and Anthony Lamb, that's a lot of firepower that can get you some big-time points and big-time minutes.
Jake Marsh, he's the new voice of Catamount basketball, and you can listen to him all season long. It all gets started this Saturday. 7 o'clock, the game, 6:30, the pregame show. Jake, we appreciate you coming in. We appreciate your time and look forward to hearing you for another season of Catamount Hoop.
Thanks, Brady. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to Saturday night.
There goes Jake Marsh. Appreciate him coming on. Looking forward to having him all season long. This weekend's game, remember, Saturday night is on AM 960 The Zone. I think I misspoke there and said 101.3 The Game. All games this year are on 101.3 The Game, just not this Saturday night because of the conflict with the World Series. So AM 960 The Zone pregame show starts at 6:30. Hey, that'll do it for us. World Series baseball is coming up next. This first hour went by fast. We'll see you next week. 101.3 The Game.